Hey, Bray.
Hey, Yutha.
How you doing?
I am a tired girly. How are you?
I'm less tired, but then it's maybe my first day in a while where I'm not tired.
Nice.
But that is, like, it's the way of things, right?
Yes.
Tiredness, it's inevitable.
Very default at this point.
Four things in the world are certain. Birth, death, taxes, being sleepy,
mm-hmm.
and a fifth thing. Good Godzilla films? I don't know. There's a bunch of them. That is me trying to do a riff on one of my favourite jokes that I've written, which is, hey, you know, there are really only three stories, and one of those is Godzilla versus City. I know Godzilla is often not actively attempting to destroy the city, then she's just a bit frustrated.
City's just in her way.
Yeah, well, they're, you know, they've got a Rodan,
mm-hmm.
or a Ghidorah, or a Mechagodzilla.
Sure.
Or as Julian Dennison put it in Godzilla vs. Kong, Mocha Godzilla. He got to say it.
Cool.
He got to name it.
Cool.
Brian Tyree Henry right there.
I see.
From Eternals.
Ah.
The one Game of Thrones, non-Game of Thrones cast member in Eternals.
The Angelina Jolie wasn't in Game of Thrones.
I was trying to remember if Kumail was, but it was other members of the cast of Silicon Valley who are in it.
Oh.
Yeah, Martin Starr from Spider-Man.
I see.
Yeah. Spider-Man's teacher from being on green screen in Spider-Man 3/9.
Right.
So what is this? I mean, apart from a
conversation.
Oh, I was going to go with silence.
Oh, a silence.
This is also, yeah.
Bookended by conversation.
Yeah, no, the conversations between us, Brian. I don't want to break your heart. Not special.
They're pretty regular, it's true.
Yeah, they're not, I would say, a near hourly event if you averaged them out. We must have had nearing, okay. Tip of the tongue, the teeth, and the lips. There is a dead rat in my shampoo.
Oh.
Just all good vocal warm-ups are ones you can make up yourself.
Sure.
90 nice Welshmen have bought me a service station. You have a go.
I am moving my mouth a lot.
What inspired that?
I couldn't possibly say. It just came out of
No. I wouldn't. If I ask, it'll be a Xanadu Kubla Khan. It'll fly out of your brain thing. Oh, who? Milton? No.
I can't remember.
In Xanadu.
Oh,
a stately
no.
pleasure. Well, I mean.
No, that's Colored. No, is that Colored?
Yeah. What's your preferred cinematic Xanadu? Is it the film Xanadu or The House in Citizen Kane?
No comment at this time. Having no particular knowledge of either of them.
Okay. One is the best film ever made, according to a lot of things, and the other is the film that ended Olivia Newton-John's screen career.
Sure.
I feel like it would be a pretty easy pick between those. Oh, it depends how much you like soundtrack. Xanadu soundtrack slaps.
No.
Xanadu, check it out. Nah, it's not good. No.
It was a shite, wasn't it?
There's a great scene of, because it's got old Gene Kelly in it.
Oh.
He has some good stuff in there.
Nice.
That guy, he can dance.
I've heard rumours, but it's great to have them confirmed.
And just be horrible to people on set with him.
I've heard rumours, less great to have them confirmed.
Hey. We're about to talk about the Crusade, and the great debate is to whether William Hartnell refused to work with actors of colour. We can't tell.
Mm.
But while you explain 90 chips in my computer, please, while you explain the premise of this here recorded conversation, I will work out approximately how many conversations we've had.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
This is The Slow Path, an audio series in which I, Bri Laurie, and him, Yutha Dean, a couple who are in love, etc., hang out and talk about their week, but base that conversation around weekly consumption of Doctor Who material in a broadly chronological fashion.
About 70,000?
Yeah.
If we say it averages out to about 1 an hour, like 24 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this week, we started our Rasta era because we snooped on Lion. We watched The Lion.
We sure did.
And we can watch it because of
New Zealand.
Etc. The Lion recovered in New Zealand. Like, who else has recovered in New Zealand? The Valve guy did. Who knows?
Pass.
Okay. Would you like to hear the basic facts on The Lion before we get deep in it? This week we watched The Lion. It is the first part of The Crusade, the 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th serial in the second season of BBC television programme Doctor Who. Written by David Whittaker, two letters off living his truth as an avid whip taker. Directed by Douglas Camfield, a sand glass camera lenses field of view. Doug Glass Camfield.
Sure.
Yeah. Script edited by Dennis Spooner, a man so malevolent, his first name is literally sinned backwards. And produced by Verity Lambert, mother of Verity Lambest. It was first broadcast on BBC One at 5:42 p.m. on Saturday, the 27th of March, in the year 1965 CE. Just over 817 circumnavigations of Earth on foot, after it is set in probably the year 1161 CE, and just over half of a circumnavigation of the Sun on foot before we are recording this audio broadcast at 9:53 post-meridian on Friday, the 13th of September, 2022 CE, in Studio B. This is our 67th weekly discussion.
It's so nice to hear all them bits and bobs back.
Yeah, I'm just reassembling everything as we tore our lives apart. That sounds like something really horrific happened.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It did.
What?
Yutha bought a filter coffee machine.
It's not. You have enjoyed the coffee that's come out of it.
It was fun.
I spent $25 to buy a filter coffee machine.
Built in West Germany.
Yeah, that where you have to. Yeah. I like it. Everyone should watch the YouTuber Technology Connections. A YouTube video successfully talked me into buying a coffee filter. But it's good.
Yeah.
The problem with filter coffee is people burn it and leave the hot plate on.
Mm-hmm.
And it means we've just got another kitchen gadget to go with the microwave, the air fryer, the toaster, the toasty maker, the rice cooker, the slow cooker, those like plasticky things for poaching eggs, the rings for frying eggs, all those blades with handles.
Yeah.
Those tridents, those little spades, and they're slightly bigger, but still little spades, and those discs, they're like frisbees, but
more breakable.
Some of them.
Yeah.
They've got a few metal frisbees.
Yeah, true.
And then there's like a, imagine if you got a frisbee real hot and then pushed on the middle so it was like a, like half, like kind of half
like
a square.
A frisbee and a ball had a baby.
Yeah, right. And also like cupcake tins and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Yeah, there's not really much more to say than the lion was recovered. A real wish. They just announced that season two is the first black and white Doctor Who series to get the Blu-ray treatment. If you're listening without that much knowledge, which is, I guess, a good thing, the BBC is currently in the state of as part of their rent seeking on the past of Doctor Who IP, is releasing the classic series in Blu-ray box sets, which are good. But they have, for the Lion, they're going to have a commentary with Paul Scoones, Neil Lambeth, and the collector who actually had the lion when it was returned in 1999. Hooray. I wish I could know more, because I can't remember the articles they wrote about it in Time Space Visualizer, the New Zealand Doctor Who fan club zine that Scoones was editing at the time, or maybe that was the era when he was co-editing with the man who would go on to be award-winning, best-selling sci-fi writer, Adam Christopher.
Ah.
Yeah?
I don't know who that is.
He's written a lot of stuff.
Oh. Adam Christopher.
Yeah. He's got, you know, that Star Wars From a Certain Point of View book we have? Yeah. He wrote one of those in there. He's in a book with Griffin Newman. Not Griffin Newman, Griffin McElroy. God, I chose the wrong podcasting Griffin, Briar.
Oh, no.
Which is your preferred one?
McElroy.
But Griffin McElroy's not in Search Party, though.
No.
Or The Tick. Yeah. Yeah, but Griffin Newman isn't in Trolls World Tour.
That is an understandable trade-off.
And he didn't do... He does a podcast about films. He didn't do a podcast about The Bachelor, which they had to stop when that show got too racist.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They attempted to incite a hate crime for TV drama. Like, it's not as bad as the bit of Australia's Next Top Model where there's actual, like, physical violence and it's horrible. Mm. But it's still gross. Anyway, and she didn't even go with Peter. Rachel, if you're listening to me, Bachelorette Rachel, you should have gone with Peter. What the fuck? And then they didn't even make Peter a bat.
Fascinating.
I don't think you're being sincere in saying that.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, so the lion.
Yeah.
Team TARDIS arrives in the past.
Yep.
Crusade times.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Immediately, nearly split up. Barbara is once again dashed off somewhere. Ian pulled in to fight. Everything's going around. Who is it? It's King Dick slash Grand Maester Pycelle.
Yes, and his merry men.
Slash... Oh, you can tell us a bit more of what happened in that very first episode.
Oh my gosh!
There was the fight. Okay, right.
Oh yes, that's right. So, okay, but they were in the forest, and
what were your impressions of this episode?
The biggest thing that I sort of that jumped out to me about it, apart from Grandmaster Pycelle being there, which was fun, looking, you know, that kind of...
Maester.
Looking.
He didn't forge all those chain links for you to...
Anyway, you know, doing the classic, you know, British television appearance of people who are old today looking quite dashing and handsome.
Yeah, it makes me furious how many people who are old now were young in the past.
Young and hot in the past.
I mean, yeah, they were actors, right?
Yeah. Anyway, but so King Richard and his merry men are in the forest. Team TARDIS land in the forest, but also some of the men, soldiers, whatever, of King Saladin, right? Saladin?
Yeah, Saladin.
Yeah. Are also in the forest. Oh, no. So, Team TARDIS try and kind of keep out of the way, but then also drag a body back into, like, where they're hiding at one point. It's just a whole lot of hijinks, really, but like high stakes hijinks. And there's definitely some murdery arrow moments. And yeah, Barbara and a guy who is definitely wink, wink, King Richard get, you know, frog marched off by King Saladin's people. Yeah, one of the things that was that stood out to me was that, you know, there are actually people of colour in supporting, like, background roles.
There are a couple. There's a lot of brown and black face, which sucks.
Yeah.
But also, like, there are two things, I think, that to really, because the Crusaders, in many ways, once again, Whitaker is like, guys, I'm back. Dennis, you're doing a good job. Had great fun watching The Web Planet, but I do kind of need to keep refining this show because we do need kind of a standard. We have the standard plot, people being kidnapped and then released, you know? How do we do this in a way that's interesting? And it's like, we're always changing location. And we're always giving people good motivations, right? We're making everyone whole. So if we've got that as a format, what is the detail we can fill it with, right? Like, why House of the Dragon is better than Bezos' Lord of the Ring doorbells is that there's all this new detail in the world of the Song of Ice and Fire, of the House of the Dragon, whereas like Lord of the Rings, you're like, oh, yeah, no, I knew this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of extra bits.
Oh, yeah. We're, this is continuing an off-mic conversation in which Briar's nostalgia for the work, for her lust for Orlando Bland, overwhelms her common sense. She was just talking about how much she loves Elizabethtown.
I never saw that.
Yeah, you should. One day we'll watch the... Hey, everyone. Watch just the opening of Elizabethtown. Watch until, and it's not, you could almost watch this with children. Watch until the suicide machine appears. It is, and remember that that was like a film from the guy who made Jerry Maguire. Like, that film was supposed to be huge, and it contains that suicide machine. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, but the other thing, and I think there's a lot to unpack about that, that we'll do is we watch it. But I think a thing that feeds into how it is, because it doesn't feel, the black and brown faces, unacceptable. It was a different time. And I think a thing that makes it not, because there are cases where you're like, no, that's bad. Like Ariana Grande, right? Or Rachel Dolezal. What is it? Oh, Alec Baldwin's wife. She pretends to be Spanish. It's a real good subreddit about people being angry about her. It is also how it sounds. How do people speak in this?
I don't know. Like, I didn't notice anything specific about the way they spoke.
It is Shakespearean.
Oh, right, okay.
It is, there is a sense in which, especially with this first episode is about four long scenes, and one is a battle scene. The next episode is we will talk about in a week, / 20 minutes. We're working on it. Sorry. We've just finished rearranging the kitchen. My job for about the last month has been rearranging our house.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we're done, but it seems like we might get a new TV soon, which the one I'm looking at, too deep for our current setup. Everything has to change again.
Oh, my God.
No, I'll just add an extension to the DVD shelves. DVD shelves? There are like 10 DVDs in there. Blu-ray town. Oh, the blues. Playing the blues. Don't shake your head at my
Eden Park. We'll let Eden Park.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Even when I'm extremely tired, I can make jokes.
I never said you couldn't.
I'm just showing it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have many skills while both awake and asleep.
One of my ones that I'm asleep. Anyway.
You have done some real good snoring recently. some real proper cartoon honk shoes.
Yes.
There's a big yawn. And then because Shakespeare, in short, and like the soliloquy is the obvious example of this, but it is throughout, is like the poetry of that time, apart from existing to grab people's attention because of the language, existing that using that kind of poetic language and rhythm was a way to keep people's attention from like being distracted by like the bear pits that also might be happening in the theater, right. You know, the beer hall around the corner. But it also means that interior and exterior within a character are the same. The reason it's so easy to call most Shakespeare boring is, A, because about half of it real is. But it is also, like, the joke about Hamlet, right, is that it's someone not doing something for 4 hours. But because they're talking through their feelings, that's where the arcs are, right? And so Whittaker leaning into that, for a while it was a myth that there were bits of this in iambic pentameter, but there aren't, as far as I can tell. It's like, it's close, it feels like it, right? And Glover was a Shakespearean actor, I think. Oh, I'm using Briar's phone and it keeps trying to think I'm her, but I'm just not, I just can't be.
It would be too much me.
If there were 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd like 2 years.
I wouldn't.
Spare in case you break.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Spare what? Bri for parts.
Regular. Imagine that, an extra Bri in a cupboard that's got functional intestines and no broken ankle.
Bri, you did just invent the plot of both The Island, and the Michael Bay film, and Never Let Me Go by Kazuya Ishiguro.
And kind of things like My Sister's Keeper, etc.
Oh, the...
I mean, it's not actually the
that's plot of Pico, that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that My Sister's Keeper was about whether you should turn off life support, I think.
I thought, isn't it part of it is that they basically had this other daughter so that she could be like an organ donor for the sick daughter?
I don't know. I couldn't... Oh. I remember hearing people talk about it once.
Yeah.
But that, I have to admit, that's where I'm at. I'm yeah, at. Fair. Anyway. And so what that gives us, the reason this, we are going to hit stories that are unwatchably racist.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to watch them, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, we did do Marco Polo.
Yeah, but that was boring more than anything else, right?
But also very
yeah, no. But also, it, like, the Crusaders succeeding more at what Marco Polo was attempting to do, which is, like, go into what was then, quote-unquote, an exotic landscape and show the real people living within it.
Mm.
Whereas, like... Oh, this is about, you know, Saladin's army and Dick the Lionheart's armies. And we spend time with both of them, and they're both men of honour, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not, it's not like one is going to turn villainous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the sense... The most racist part of it is the makeup and a couple of the accents. Do you know what I mean? But it is also doing that within the default adventure narrative of the time. A thrilling adventure of daring do in which people disguise themselves and fight. Next week, Ian will become a knight.
Of course.
Yeah.
As is tradition for him to become like the... regional knight equivalent. We're going back in time.
Yeah, he's the action guy. He's there to be action man. A.M.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
It's late.
Yeah.
Let's not dwell.
Okay.
In this. We might go long. And we've got to record a second one.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't take much time.
No.
So efficiency, right?
Yes.
So we should just get to it.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we'll just be sleepier.
Yeah.
And that'd be bad.
Yes, it would.
And we want to spend some time in the second. Not much, but we want to. This is an audio medium.
Yes.
You can't narrow, like. The narrowing of your eyes was so wonderful as a piece of comic business that it's tragic. our listeners could not witness it apart from maybe the slightest blip in the waveform, the slightest, like, of eyes shutting.
Mm.
Out of 10, The Lion.
5.5?
Yeah, 6, 7. Mm. 6.5, 7.
Yeah.
I think David Whittaker is good. It's not great, and it is like this is a rough print.
Yeah.
There is a big tramline scratch through the whole thing. It is like you have to look through it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It is. There's a lot more decoding.
Right.
You have to do, right? But yeah, next week, The Night of Jaffa, which is now. It's night where Jaffa's.
It's true. Or at least, do you consider yourself a Jaffa?
Yeah, I'm just another fucking Aucklander.
Yeah, I suppose that's true at this point.
Well, yeah, I'm not going back to Poniki. Apart from where I should stop saying that. That's where most of my audience is. Please come when I do shows in the future. / maybe. Oh, I should. Anyway. we should. Yeah, that's right. Project code names. So there's a new thing that I'll tell you about afterwards. But that is a project formula.
Okay. I don't.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Okay. It just makes me think of Nature, the song, because it's by the band Formula.
How's that go?
Through falling leaves, I pick my way slowly. It is my mind. Do, do, do.
That's not where the do's happen.
I ran out of words, so I did do's instead.
That's what they did, but later.
Yeah.
They also added some D's.
Do, 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 do.
Nature. That one best New Zealand song, right?
It's the Nature's Best compilation, like it's the first one on that.
Well, yeah, but that was ranked by a public poll. Do you agree with that?
It's a pretty darn good song. It has wide appeal, I feel.
Yeah, but Pink Frost and Not Given Lightly exist.
Yeah. Well, they were still
on. And even maybe Victoria.
I mean, all of those were on that first Nature Best.
But no, but Best. Like, Nature is great.
Mm.
Oh, Dominion Road.
That's also excellent.
That's it. Those are the New Zealand songs.
One thing that in hindsight does seem wild is that Poirier was not on the original.
I thought for a while Poirier, because Poirier kind of dropped out of the popular consciousness.
And then it got Boyd back up.
Yeah. Congrats, auteur of Boy, Chelsea Wynn Stanley.
Yeah.
Anyway. Poirier. Yeah, it was like a rights thing.
Mm.
I think it hid somewhere, you know?
I think it was on the second Nature's Best.
But it is also a like Poirier is a nostalgia thing, right?
I mean, a lot of the songs on that are. But are also, like, no, but like, I don't know, it's a delightful song. But also the thing with Nature's Best, obviously, there's been so much good music in, like, the probably, what, nearly 20 years since that came out.
Yeah.
Certainly at least 15. Like, so much good stuff.
Go on.
Well, what's been good? I mean, I just want to start with, like, someone, like, I mean, obviously you can have obvious things like Lord and Benny, but, like, then you got your, like, your Marlon Williams, you got your Anna Coddington,
I like how you're going, I'll go with someone not obvious. That's right. Someone who's in the film A Star Is Born. Marlon Williams is in A Star Is Born.
Oh.
He is the person who Bradley Cooper crashes on stage to piss himself.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, anyway, I didn't know that.
And so, hey, Lady Gaga is genuinely a compelling screen presence. Mm-hmm. You should watch House of Gucci. And also you listeners should watch House of Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
It does have Jared Leto in it, though.
I guess some things do.
Well, no, Jared Leto is the bit of grit in like a piece of handmade, trade aid, like a bowl or a mm-hmm. plate, right? To show that perfection is imperfection. Like, that's the only way I can live with Jared Leto being in Blade Runner 2049, mm-hmm. the best Blade Runner film.
Mm-hmm.
That Chelsea, like, Life of the Party would have to be on there.
Oh, totally, yes. Something about alien weaponry, probably.
Yeah.
Albie
the Racist Dragon.
God.
What's wrong with Albie?
That's just not something I've thought about in a long time.
It's the best song.
Do you think so?
Nah.
Well, I didn't think you would.
The year 2000, the distant future.
Yeah.
And Flight of the Conchords. Anyway.
Anyway.
I just feel like there's a real obvious recent song that would do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it would be 660 on there now, obviously.
Yeah.
I hope they put Kiamo Kito Ukaipo instead of Don't Forget Your Roots, but, like, whatever.
Mm. I do love I Don't Know What to Get You for Christmas by Hans Puckett, as biased as I am. Oh, what Beths would you put on there?
I don't have enough Beths knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really enjoy their music, but I haven't kind of, like, actively listened to it in, like, a watching for the song title.
You haven't gone in Beths on the mm-hmm. depths.
But I guess basically anyone who has a translated version on Waiata Anthems would probably be on Nature's mm-hmm. Best Leaders. So that's, I mean, that's where I first heard 660 because mm-hmm. of the existence I lead or led. Who else is on that? Oh my gosh. Now I can't think of anyone. Tammy Nielsen would definitely have something on
that. Oh, yeah.
Probably Walk is my favourite. But I do like, some of her other stuff too, but Walk is just so good.
Ben Lummis, do you think we'd have some Ben Lummis on there?
If he's lucky, probably not.
Is he still with Destiny Church?
Probably.
Oh.
Yeah. There are lots of good musicians in New Zealand. Something by God Metal Famous. The Waterhouse.
Oh, Disaster Radio.
Mm.
Yeah, like Computer Graphics, or, well, it'd be Gravy Rainbow, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
We bought a house. We bought a house. We bought a house.
Oh, fuck.
We got a mortgage.
There Is No Depression in New Zealand. Oh, it's the best New Zealand song. And to be clear, all of these are done under the rubric that 10 guitars cannot be specifically tied down to this country. Hey, it's a good song.
Okay.
I think you don't quite understand it. There's this guy, and he has a band of men. Okay. And all they do...
Liam Finn. They've got to have the next Finn generation.
Do they?
Yeah, I like Liam Finn's music.
Yes, but is he Margaret Qualley? Is he... No, but, like, you're good. if you didn't have the connection, you wouldn't be this big, you know? Not a Liza, right? Like, Liza would be as big as Liza is without being Judy Garland's kid.
I don't know, like, Liam's really good, and I like...
He's good.
Probably a bunch of the different people I've interviewed over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kim.com?
No.
They released that album.
That is not pertinent.
I mean, to a discussion of music in Aotearoa, I believe it is.
To a discussion of good music in Aotearoa.
Okay, so that counts as Briar's book corner, I think. The week. Yeah, who knows? Just smush. Genuinely nothing of interest.
Just moving things.
Admin.
Going to school, teaching.
Yeah.
Tiredness.
Moving things. Books and boxes. Move the boxes.
Coffee, frozen pizzas.
Smashing things.
Yeah.
To move them. We've got a table.
Yeah. No, that happened.
No, you're right. Beep. Beep. Okay. There. Okay. Briar.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you too.